Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Hello, Panthers fans, and Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Bear with me here just a second, folks, as I figure some technical issues out. I'm Mark Cantor, coming to you from Eaton High School, where your Panthers will play for fourth place in the Northern Colorado Baseball Classic. After getting shellacked by University in their first game yesterday, the boys redeemed themselves with a solid 12-0 victory in six innings over Peak to Peak in their second game. Connor Workman had a good day yesterday, collecting four hits, including a double, but did benefit a couple of Ks. On the mound, Delta struggled against University, but against Peak to Peak, it was a different story. Isaac Chavez pitched a complete game with six strikeouts and a couple of walks. Delta's reward for their excellent bounce back against Peak to Peak and is this game today against the top team in 3A, Eaton. The Reds are 7-1, suffering their first loss of the season yesterday against a really good Riverdale Ridge team, 8-6. Eaton's led at the plate by junior Walker Martin, who's batting .533 with five doubles and 11 RBI. On the mound, the Reds have saved their ace for today's game. That's Kate Smith. He's 2-0, does not have earned run average. As a matter of fact, he's only allowed three hits in two appearances this season, a couple of walks, eight strikeouts. So Delta's going to see Eaton's dude today, and hopefully they can put in a good performance and walk away with a victory today. So we'll take a look at the starting lineups, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com and stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. We'll take a look at the starting lineup for Delta, who's the away team. Leading off, playing center field will be number 19, Braden Sprout. Batting second, today's starting pitcher, number 7, Ty Reed. Batting third will be the catcher, number 27, Brendan Bear. Batting cleanup will be the first baseman, number 14, Creighton Sandoval. In the 5 hole will be the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. Batting 6th will be the designated hitter, number 35, Logan Clay. Batting 7th, the shortstop, number 2, Landon Clay. Batting 8th will be the left fielder, number 4, Connor Workman. And batting 9th, the right fielder, number 6, Brett Leho. Lineup for the Eaton Reds. Leading off will be the second baseman, number 4, Ben Richter. Batting 2nd, the center fielder, number 1, Jaden Stone. Batting 3rd, the shortstop, number 16, Walker Martin. In the cleanup spot will be their designated hitter, number 28, Ryder True. He's batting for the right fielder, number 6, Hayden Vigueria. Batting 5th will be the starting pitcher, number 39, Kate Smith. Batting 6th will be the third baseman, number 20, Dirk Duncan. Batting 7th, the first baseman, number 33, Jared McCormick. Batting 8th will be the left fielder, number 3, Bryce Smith. And batting 9th, the catcher, Duncan Gunner.
Hitting 3rd, that's shortstop, number 16, Walker Martin.
So Eaton, obviously a very good team, the top team in 3A right now going into this tournament. And a really good baseball team. They've been good for a while, numerous state championships here in Eaton. But it's nothing Delta can't really handle. They go out and play their game. They limit their mistakes. And Delta's got as good a chance as any to bring down the victory here today and make the bus ride home just a little bit sweeter, you know. A long bus ride after a tough loss is always a little tougher, a little longer, but you get a victory and it makes it a little bit better. So we'll take a look at the numbers on Tate Reed. As I said, he's only allowed 3 hits in his 2 appearances. 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. As an on-base percentage, 250 with an on-base or opponent's batting average of 143. So, you know, he's their ace, and there's a reason he's their ace. It's the numbers he has, and Celta will see some good pitching, and that's kind of what we wanted coming to this tournament. You know, teams like Eton University, you know, these schools that are a little bigger that have really good programs, that's who we need to beat if we want to compete for state championships, and that's why we're here. We're here to get a taste of that, and we're definitely going to do that today. First pitch of the ball game is coming up. It's sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time's a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So Brayden Sprout will lead off for the Panthers, and Sprouty this weekend, or at least yesterday, was 1-for-2 with a triple, a run scored. He struck out once, and he's been battling some injury issues, so he's, you know, a little bit of a limited appearances here in the tournament, but he looks to be doing better today, and will lead off for the Panthers. We'll take strike one from Tate. Here's the 0-1 from Reed. Swing and a miss. And now Sprouty going to have to be tough with 2 and battle at the plate. The pitch. High and outside. Reed probably throws up around 92 miles an hour on his fastball. And that pitch at the knees for strike 3. Sprout didn't get the bat off the shoulder. One out here in the top of the first inning, and Ty Reed, today's pitcher, will come to the plate. Reed, 3-for-5 yesterday. A walk, a run, and he was hit by a pitch in the 2 games. First pitch in for a strike. Ty Reed facing Tate Reed. The pitch, and the breaking ball at the knees on the outside corner. Here's the 0-2 from Reed. Fouled off as Ty will continue to battle at the plate. Tate Reed has the sign, the pitch, swing and a miss. So 2 down. And the catcher, Brendan Bear, will come to the plate in on the left side against the righty Reed. Reed doesn't mess around. He's coming right after hitters here. Here's the top of time, first pitch to Bear. High and outside for a ball. The pitch, swing and a miss, counts even. Here's the 1-1. At the knees, but just inside. The pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even. Bear now with 2 strikes, going to have to battle. The pitch, he's going to line it down the left field line, and Bear, it's into the corner. Bear's going to round first. Left fielder Smith up with it, as Bear rolls into second with a stand-up double.
Double for the Panthers.
So that'll bring Sandoval up to the plate. Looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner for Bear. Looks like it'll be, I think it's going to be Isaac Chavez. As Isaac trying to get a helmet and hustle out.
Courtesy runner, second base, number 7.
So Trayton Sandoval, in the two games yesterday, went 2-for-5 with a double, a couple RBI, and a strikeout.
Number 14, Trayton Sandoval.
So with two outs and a runner on second, Coach Ryer just wants Tank to get a hit. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Reed stares in. Has a side and set. He'll check the runner Chavez at second. Checks him again. Now comes home. That one's in the dirt. Catcher Gunner keeps it out in front, and Chavez not able to advance, but counts even at one. Reed stares in, and now he's set. The pitch. On the ground, over the glove of Reed, and Chavez will round third, head for home. Throw is offline, and Isaac easily scores from second on the single.
Chavez scores on the play.
And Delta is on the board. 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard.
Now hitting number 12, Lance Porter.
That'll bring third baseman Porter to the plate. Lance, 1-for-4 yesterday with a double RBI, 2 runs, a strikeout. He was also, he also reached on an error. Short lead by Sandoval. This pitch. This is low. Sandoval held on by McCormick at first. Reed has his sign. Kicks and fires. This one a high chopper to the second baseman, Richter. Fields it cleanly on to first. 4-3 on the putout. But Delta with a little damage. 1 run on 2 hits. 1 left on for the Panthers.
On a couple of hits. There were 2 strikeouts. 1 runner left on base.
No errors by the Reds.
Panthers lead 1-0.
And top of the order, obviously, for Eaton, Richter, Stone, and Martin to lead off their bottom, their half of the first. Excuse me. Delta Panthers baseball. Sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another proud sponsor of Delta Baseball, the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Take a look at Ty Reed on the season. Set of a couple of appearances. I actually don't have my stat sheet on time. See if I can pull it up real quick. The weather here in Eaton is a little overcast as the clouds roll through. It's keeping it a little cooler for the boys out on the field. A little breeze, but not like the wind like we've been having, both on the western slope and the front range. So, Reed on the season, a 7.35 ERA in two appearances. One of those was a start. He's walked 6, struck out 11. He'll face Ben Richter, the second baseman for Eaton. Taco Time first pitch to Richter in for a strike. Coming into the tournament, Richter batting 5.56. 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. An on-base percentage of 6.36. This pitch is lined into center for a base hit.
Richter with a single back up the middle. That'll bring to the plate.
And now Jaden Stone, the center fielder, will come to the plate. Stone batting 4.62 on the season with 3 doubles, 7 RBI. 9 walks, no strikeouts. Stands on the left side against the righty Reed. The runner's going, and Richter will be a second and no throw.
Richter with the stolen base.
They're not able to field the pitch cleanly and opted not to throw. So, a good lead by Richter down at second. That pitch misses outside. And the count's 2-0. Stone steps out, now back in. Reed will check the runner down at second, now come home. That's in there for a strike, right at the numbers. Richter, again, good lead out there as Clay works in and out on him from the shortstop position. Reed will check in, now comes home. Breaker misses. And the count's 3-1 to Stone. Reed has his sign, kicks and fires. That's a strike. Here's the payoff pitch from Reed. It's in the dirt. Ball gets out, bounces in and out of Bear's glove. But Bear able to keep it at his feet as Stone reaches on the Delta Cabinet Company watch. Walker Martin will come to the plate as Bear trots out to talk to his hurler and give him some words of encouragement. Eaton's got runners at first and second. Richter's at second, Stone's at first. Coming into the tournament, Martin batting 5.33 with 5 doubles and 11 RBI. Taco Time first pitch to him, high and outside. 7 walks, 3 strikeouts on the season for Martin coming into the tournament. Reed's set and delivers. That pitch just misses the outside corner, and it's 2-0 to the red shortstop. Martin will step out, now back into the left side. The 2-0 from Reed. It's in the dirt. So Reed trying to keep the ball low. He's just missing the release point to get it in the strike zone. The pitch. That's a strike. Oh, no. Sorry. It was high. And Martin will be on first with the Delta Cabinet Company walk, and the bases are loaded for the designated hitter, Ryder True. True, batting .429 on the season, two doubles, eight RBIs. 5 walks and a strikeout, and he's going to hit it foul on the right side. Here's the 0-1 to True. It's low in the dirt. Bear blocks it. Counts even. So Reed back to the rubber now. He'll look at Richter at third and now come home. This pitch fouled out of play on the right side and Reed's ahead in the count. So the count's 1-2 to the Reds cleanup hitter. And the pitch. This one's going to be chopped off the third baseman Porter's glove. The high chopper. And True will be on first via the error. And the score is now tied on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One apiece. Tate Smith to the plate. Looking to help his cause. Taco Chang first pitch, taken for a ball. Smith batting .375 on the season. A double, 2 triples, 12 RBI. The pitch. This one's lifted into center field. Sprout coming in on it as he ranges to his right. Excuse me, his left. It's going to bounce in for a hit. Runners had to hold their positions to see if Sprout was going to come up with the catch. So station-to-station baseball as Smith will have an RBI single.
Courtesy runner, first base, number 22, Austin Martinez.
So,
first baseman, number 20, Dirk Duncan.
The Reds will have a courtesy runner. Number 22, Austin Martinez, coming in for Smith. Dirk Duncan will come to the plate. Duncan batting .308. Coming into the tournament, a couple of doubles, 2 walks. The pitch. Can't find the outside corner, and it's the ball. So, Reds still have the bases loaded with no outs. Bottom of the first. The 1-0 pitch is in the dirt, and it's 2-0 to Duncan. The pitch. This one will be hit foul on the right side. Bottom of the first. Reds lead 2-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the 2-1 from Reed. This one popped up foul on the right side out of play. And the count's even at 2 to the Reds third baseman. Reed stares in, shakes off the sign. Now he's got what he likes. Comes set. And delivers. This one lined into right center. It's in the gap. Leho and Sprout converging on it. Leho comes up with it. He gets it in. 1 runs in. 2 runs in. 3 runs in. 4 runs in. Actually, that's 3 runs. Excuse me. The base is clearing double for Duncan. And the Reds now up by 4-5-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Coach Steve Ryer out of the dugout to talk to his infielders. Actually, it's going to be Keaton Ryer. Keith, Steve's son. And, you know, Steve and I were talking, and he says, you know, I can talk to these boys till I'm blue in the face, and, you know, but he says Keaton goes out there, and what he says really resonates with you. With the boys, he says that they relate to him a little more because they're a little closer in age and they look up to him. He's been, you know, was part of the program. He knows what the culture is all about, and obviously he's Coach Ryer's Steve Ryer's son. But you know, he just gets to the boys a little differently. First baseman Jared McCormick to the plate now. McCormick batting 300 with a double and an RBI on the year. First pitch, tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike one. Reed stares in. He'll check Duncan out at second. The pitch on the ground to first. Sandoval takes a high hopper, able to corral it into his glove, and he'll step on the bag. That's one down here in the top of the first. Duncan will take third on the play, and Bryce Smith, the left fielder, will come to the plate. Smith batting 500 on the season, has an RBI and a walk. The pitch is high. Reed checks Duncan over at third, now comes home. That pitch low and outside. Reed will get the ball back from there, move the dirt around a little bit on the mound as Smith takes a couple of practice swings. Now he's back into the right side. The pitch, that'll miss high. Here comes the 3-0 to Smith. That misses inside, and it's a four-pitch walk.
Based on balls, runners at the corner. That'll bring up
Duncan Gunner, the catcher, will come to the plate. Gunner Duncan, batting 333 with a triple on the season. The pitch, as Smith fakes a steal and doesn't go. Pitch was a ball, by the way. The count's 1-0. Reed will check the runners. Now delivers. That's in there for a strike. Delta looking to roll two. As they've got runners on the corners, here's the 1-1 from Reed. Runner was going, and that one went right over a ducking Ty Reed's head. As
Duncan, with a single back up the middle, run scores.
Duncan, with an RBI single. On the throw from the center fielder, Sprout, he'll take second, and Smith will be at third. Courtesy runner for the catcher, and going to be Cade Gentry, the courtesy runner down at second base. One out top, or excuse me, bottom of one is the top of the lineup's back up. It's a chopper to short. Clay coming home with it. They're going to tag the lead runner out at home.
Yeah, throwing out
of the plate. It was a chopper to Clay. Clay recognized there was a runner on third, and the runner took off for home. Clay.
Now hitting for the Reds, the center fielder.
With the fielder's Davis. Choice, decided to get Smith. And there's two outs. Duncan will take, or excuse me, Gentry will take third, and Richter at first on the fielder's choice. The Taco Time first pitch is the runner's going from first, and Bear having a hard time getting the ball out of his glove, and Richter will steal the bag. So Richter at second, Gentry at third, and Stone at the plate. Stone reached via the free pass earlier this inning, came around to score. Here's the pitch. It's a strike, so the count's even at one. Reed has his sign. He's set. He'll check the runners. Now comes home. This one fouled off down the left field line. And now Reed ahead. 1-2. Lefty Stone steps out, now back in after a practice swing. Reed stares in. Now he's set. The pitch. On the ground right back at Reed. It's going to bounce off his chest. He's able to throw to him. He throws wildly. This one it gets by Sandoval. Two runs are going to score. Reed took a line drive off the chest and Stone will be on first because of the throwing error. The umpires and Coach Ryer out of the dugout to check on his freshman pitcher. So, like I said, it looked like it got him on the chest or off the left shoulder, and looks like he's going to stay in the game. So the scoreboard says 7-1, but I think it's actually 8-1. They're going to let Reed take a couple practice tosses here just to make sure he's okay. Again, the runner is on first is Stone. Two outs in the inning. Still in the bottom of the first.
Now getting to the red shortstop, number 16.
Shortstop. Walker Martin will come to the plate. He walked and scored earlier in the inning. He'll be in from the left side. Sandoval will hold Stone on at first. Soccer time first pitch is ripped foul on the first baseline. Martin, back into the box now. Reed is set. Kicks and fires. Breaker misses. Two outs here, bottom of one. Reds lead 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the 1-1. This one's going to be fouled back on the left side out of play. So again, Martin adjusting his belt before stepping back into the box. Reed checks the runner, now delivers. This one's going to be lifted into left field. Workman with a long run to get to it. It's going to bounce in front of him. He's going to throw it to third, and Porter can't make the grab as Stone running on the pitch was going went first to third. Ryder True will come to the plate. He reached on an error by Porter earlier this inning. It was a high hopper that bounced off Porter's glove. Came around to score. So two outs, bottom of one, and the score is 8-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of Eaton, and Reed just misses that outside corner again. So Reed stares in, shakes off a sign now. He'll come set. The pitch. That one is going to hit True, and
Stone scores on
the ball. Actually, it doesn't look like it hit True, but the ball did get away from Bear. Martin will advance to second, and Stone will come in from third to score the ninth run of the inning for the Reds. The pitch, outside. So the pitch before, I thought it had hit True in the back. It actually went behind him, which is why it rolled to the backstop and Bear wasn't able to get it. The 3-0 delivery is going to be lined into center field for a single. Martin will score from the second. And True trying to stretch to take second on the throw. He was thrown out at second for the third out of the inning. So at the end of one, the Reds lead 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard.
Some seven hits, number three walks in the inning. A couple of Panther errors lead into the second inning. 10-1, Reds.
So Delta in the top of the second will send the 6-7-8 holes to the plate. That'll be Logan, then Landon Clay, and Connor Workman. Delta Panther Baseball, sponsored by Doughty Steel and Machines since 1935. Doughty Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughty Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Doughty Steel and Machine. Also, A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Tate Reed back out. And he will face Logan Clay, who's set to lead off the inning for the Panthers. Logan, in the two games yesterday, went 1-for-6 with a couple of walks and a strikeout. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. Reed with the 0-1. Catches the outside corner. The 0-2 is going to be hit towards second base. Richter up with it. On to first.
late rounds after Richter from the first out.
That'll bring up Landon Clay.
Now hitting number two, Landon Clay.
In the two games yesterday, Lando.
Clay down to first on the hit by pitch.
Went 1-for-7 with an RBI, a run, a strike, and a stolen base. He was hit by that pitch, and he'll trot down to first. Clay going to walk it off. Maybe. He's walking back to the dugout. We're going to get a pinch runner for Clay. It's going to be Jesse Delgado.
Pinch runner first. It's number 21, Jesse Delgado. Now hitting number 4, Connor.
Connor Workman will be at the plate now. Connor yesterday had a pretty good day for himself. 3-for-6, a double, a couple RBI, a run, a couple strikeouts. He was also hit by a pitch. Reed will check Delgado over at first. Now come home. This one's in the dirt. Gets by the catcher. Delgado up easy at second.
Delgado moves over to second.
A rare wild pitch by Reed. So Delta with a runner in scoring position now. In Delgado is Workman. We'll step back in. Here's the 1-0 from Reed. That'll be on the outside corner for a strike. The 1-1 delivery on the way. This one's going to be pop foul on the right side, and first baseman McCormick sprinting can't get there. Workman going to have to be tough with two and protect now at the plate. Reed checks Delgado at second. Workman, high chopper. Back to Reed. He looks the runner at. He looks at Delgado. Delgado almost to third, so he'll spin and throw Workman out at first. That'll be the second out of the inning, and Delgado's at third. Brett Leho will come to the plate. Brett has also been battling some injuries this season. Yesterday, he went 0-for-2 with a walk. He was hit by a couple of pitches and a strikeout. He takes strike one. So Delgado 90 feet away. Two outs. Delta down 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as the 0-1 is blowing outside. Reed will look in. He has a sign now. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Deep breath by Leho as he steps back in. There's the pitch, and it misses inside. And the count's even at 2. It was a good pitch by Reed, trying to jam Leho. Just missed the strike zone. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And Leho will be the third out of the inning on the A&N creation strikeout. So no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on for the Panthers. And we will go to the bottom of the second. Due up for the Reds will be Smith, Duncan, and McCormick. Thank you. Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports, also a proud sponsor of Delta Panthers baseball streaming here. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Ty Reed back out on the mound for his second inning of work.
Leading off in the red, the pitcher number
and the pitcher Tate Smith will lead off the inning for the red. Smith, an RBI single last inning, also scored a run. Taco time, first pitch. Misses for a ball. The pitch. This one's lifted to left field. It's going to drop in and roll all the way to the wall. Smith will end up at second as the wind starts to pick up here in Eaton.
Off double. Courtesy runner.
Courtesy runner.
Now hitting for the red third baseman number 20.
For Smith will be Martinez. And third baseman Brooke Duncan will come to the plate. He had a 3 RBI double last inning, came around to score. Once again, got a runner in scoring position in Smith out on second. The pitch. Misses inside. Reed stares in. Has his sign. And delivers a breaker, and he'll miss the bat outside. Do you know the count to the Reds' third baseman? The pitch? That'll miss low. And the count's 3-0 now. Reed will check Smith down at second. Martinez down at second. Now the pitch. And a three-pitch Delta Cabinet Company walk.
Duncan down to first base. On the walk.
To Duncan. And the Reds with runners at first and second will bring up Jared McCormick, the first baseman. He grounded out to Sandoval down at first last inning. Taco time, first pitch to McCormick. Bounce foul at the plate. Martinez the runner at second, and Duncan the runner at first. Reed with a long look in. He's set now. And delivers. Misses outside, and the count's even. Reed adjusts some of the dirt in front of the mound, and then we'll be back on the rubber. The pitch. That'll catch the zone on the outside half of the plate. Ty Reed now ahead 1-2 on McCormick. The pitch. That's low. And the count's even at 2. Consistent breeze now here in Eaton. Blowing across the field. The pitch. It's going to be chopped. Fouled on the first baseline. Trayton Sandoval will track that one down. Get it back to Reed on the mound. Runners will return to their bags. And we'll do this all over again. Counts even at 2. No outs. Bottom of the second. Reds lead 10-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Tie with the pitch. In the dirt. Blocked by Bear, but it rolls away from him, and Martinez able to advance to third. So the count's full. As Bear tells his infielder what he wants to do with runners on the corners here. Reed with the sign and the payoff pitch. Fouled off on the left side. Porter gives chase, but the ball will hit the ground in front of the Eaton dugout. Reed, long look in once again. He is set. Kicks and fires. This one fouled at the plate by McCormick. And the battle continues. Wind gusting a little bit more now. This one's going to be smacked into right field. That's going to roll to the wall. Bounce off the gate out there. Lejo up with it. Throws it in. One run will score. And two runs will score as Duncan comes all the way from first.
Score on the play.
Two RBIs on the triple by McCormick. And the Reds now lead 12-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Left fielder Bryce Smith will come to the plate. He walked last inning and was thrown out at the plate. The pitch is high. Reed with the 1-0 delivery. Foul at the plate. Once again, wind starting to gust a little bit here. As it blows right to left across the field. The pitch. That one misses low and outside. Reed trying to catch the outside corner, and he's just missing it. Here's the 2-1. Missed it there again, and it's 3-1. Reed looks at McCormick at third, now comes home. That catches the inside corner, and the count's full. Reed with the sign and the pitch. This one lined into left. Workman has to dive to get that one. It'll be essentially a sack fly. And one out now.
Now hitting the catcher, number 11, Gunner Duncan.
So with that run scoring, it's now 13-1 Eaton on the Sunflower Rune scoreboard, and Gunnar Duncan will come to the plate. The Reds catcher singled. Had an RBI single last inning and scored. Taco Time first pitch to him is a ball. Reed comes set at the belt, kicks and fires. That's a strike down the heart of the plate. Here comes the 1-1 delivery from Reed. That one tailed inside for a ball. The pitch, fouled off to the right, out of play. And the count's even at 2. Duncan will step out now back in. And the pitch. On the ground, in the hole on the right side. And Duncan will be on first with the single. And now Steve Ryer will pop out of the dugout. Infielders will convene on the mound with Reed. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solution for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Looks like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change as Reed will head to the outfield and see who takes the mound here. It's going to be number 22 for the Panthers, Jacob Hancock. So
now for the Panthers.
We'll see what happens here. I think Leho may have may have been Porter that exited the game for Hancock. As it looks like Workman's going to come in and play third base as Ty Reed goes to the outfield. Looks like Reed will take over in left. So Hancock will take the five-hole over from Porter.
Now hitting for the Reds, second baseman, number 4.
Workman will move to third base, and Reed will head to the outfield in the left. So Hancock stares in. He'll face the top of the order. It's Richter at the plate. Richter takes ball 1. Richter singled and reached on the fielder's choice today, scored a couple runs. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one's low. So Hancock stares in. He has a sign. We'll check the runner at first. And he'll find the zone with that one. It's 2-1. I think we've got a courtesy runner, Gentry, over at first. And the 2-1. That's low. It's going to bounce away from Bear up the third base line, and Gentry will advance to second.
Gentry moves over to second on the play.
So the count's now 3-1 to the Reds' second baseman. So Hancock's there, and he's set. He'll check Gentry down at second. Now come home. Misses with that one, and
Richter's on the first base.
The Delta Cabinet Company walked to Richter, so the Reds with runners at second and first and second, excuse me. Stone comes to the plate now. Stone has reached on an error and a walk, has scored twice. Bear trots out the mound to get on the same page with Hancock, and now Stone will step in from the left side to face the righty Hancock. Hancock ready now. The pitch. That's a strike. Good pitch by Jacob. Sandoval playing behind the runner at first. As it looks like Clay shaded toward the bag at second. The pitch. That's on the inside half for a strike. Good lead by both runners. And timeout called with the plate by Stone. Gentry the runner at second, Richter at first. One out here, bottom of two. The 0-2 pitch. In the dirt, a good block by Bear. Eaton leads 13-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hancock checks the runners. Now comes home. This is high and outside. Hancock stares in. Has the sign. Gets the runners. Here's the 2-2. Line down the line on, first base line just out of the reach of Sandoval. One run will score. They're going to wave in Richter as the ball went all the way into the corner, and that'll be a two RBI triple for Stone.
And that'll bring to the plate the shortstop.
And Eaton extends their lead. It's now 15-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Walker Martin will come to the plate. Martin with a single and a walk. A couple runs scored today. The pitch is ball one. Stone, the runner at third after the triple. Martin steps out, now back into the left side. Hancock kicks and fires. Lines it to the shortstop. Clay on the ground on the first, and at his second out of the inning, it'll be an RBI for Martin. And Ryder True will come to the plate.
Hitter number 28, Ryder True.
Red's designated hitter is 0 for 1 today. I take that back. He singled last inning. Was caught trying to advance to second on a throw and also was on base last inning as a result of an error. He did come around to score a run, and he'll foul that pitch off of his foot. So True walks around the plate. Now back into the right-handed box. Here's the 0-1 from Hancock. Breaker is high. The 1-1. That fastball's in there for a strike on the outside corner. And the pitch. Missed with that one. And the count's even at 2. So Hancock stares in. He'll come set now. And the 2-2 delivery. That misses low. And the count's full. Here comes the payoff pitch. This one lifted down the line and left. Reed over, and it's going to fall, but it'll be foul. That ball landing just outside the base the baseline. Excuse me. So True will go back to the plate, and we'll do it all over again. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Reds lead 16-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And Delta's out of the inning.
True, down on strike, in the inning.
So, Eaton did score 6 runs on 4 hits.
We head to the third inning. 16-1,
our score. No errors, no one left on for the Reds. Delta will go to the third, sending the top of the lineup to the plate. It'll be Sprout, Reed, and Bear. Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Also, Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another proud sponsor of Delta Baseball, Hellman Motor Company. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Sprout will lead off the top half of the third. He struck out to lead off the game for the Panthers. He'll face Smith out there for the second time today.
Now hitting number 19, great Sprout.
The pitch. Now miss outside. Sprout. back into the box, the pitch. And Smith uncorks one to the backstop. And for only the third time today, a Delta batter has two balls. Now it's three. The first time today a Delta batter has had three balls from Smith. And that's a four-pitch walk.
Right. Draws the base on balls.
So Delta now with some speed on the base pass with the Delta Cabinet Company walk to Sprout.
Now hitting number seven, Ty Reed.
That'll bring Ty Reed to the plate. He was the starting pitcher today, moved to left field on the pitching change. He struck out in the first. Sprout with a good lead off of first. Smith with the pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. Smith stares in, has his sign. Kicks and fires. Reed fouls it on the right side and out of play. So Reed, going to have to be tough with two in battle. Here's the pitch. Reed fouls it back out of play. And the count remains no balls, two strikes. Sprout with a good lead off of first. Smith stares in now, look over at Sprout. He'll come set. And the pitch. Breaking ball. A little off-speed pitch, and for the second time, Reed's down swinging. One out here, top of three, and Brendan Bayer will come to the plate.
Now hitting number 27, Brendan Bayer.
Brendan had the first hit for Delta today. It was a double. Came around to score Delta's lone run. He takes ball one low and away. The 1-0 is swung on and missed by Brendan. Daddy's still a machine. Pickoff throw over to first and Sprout back easily. He didn't have a real big lead at that point. It just started his lead off. The pitch. This one lifted into left field, but the shortstop actually going to range back, and Martin makes the catch. Little flare there, and there will be two down now in the third, and Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate, Tank, with an RBI single in the first inning. The pitch, fouled back to the backstop. I think Smith took a little off that. Caused Sandoval to be out in front. The pitch. Bouncer. It's a chopper to first. McCormick up with it. Retreats to the bag.
Sandoval.
And will get the out unassisted. So
there was a strikeout, a walk in, and a runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the
Sprout leads off the inning with a walk, and then Delta goes in order. Score remains 16-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we go to the Eaton half of the third. Delta Panthers baseball, sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant. Specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Also, Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And finally, the Sunflower Room. You need help to relax? Let Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So, Delta will bring their third pitcher of the afternoon into the game. It's going to be Donnie Rayleigh. And I don't see any defensive substitution, so it'll be a straight sub, Rayleigh for Hancock. Rayleigh, one of a few lefties that Delta has on their pitching staff. This will be his first appearance here on the season.
Leading off for the Reds in the bottom of the inning, pitcher number 34, Tate.
Actually, it'll be his first varsity appearance ever. So Tate Smith will come to the plate. Smith, 2-for-2 today with a double in RBI, a couple runs scored. Taco time first pitch is swung on and missed. Rayleigh with a sidearm delivery. So not only is he a lefty, he's got a sidearm delivery. It's a double whammy if you're a hitter up there. So Rayleigh up quickly, 0-2 on Smith. The pitch, the off-speed misses. Really has a sign as he works quickly, the 1-2. Foul back to the backstop. So Donnie, back to the rubber, has his sign, and delivers. This one fouled back off the backstop as well. One and two the count to Smith. The pitch. That one misses, going to bounce away from the catcher Bear. And number 23 for Eaton, that's Mitch Haythorn, is the designated ball grabber. He's getting himself a workout. Here comes the 2-2 from Rayleigh. Misses outside. Rayleigh with the payoff pitch. This one lifted high on the infield. Sprout coming in, and it's going to fall between Sprout and Wilkes, who was going out from second. So a high single for Smith. I believe we're going to get a courtesy runner. Should be Austin Martinez. Nope, it's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be Austin Martinez, number 35.
33, runner number 35, Zach Mask. Now hitting for the
correction, it's 35, Zach Mask. Or Mask, excuse me. That'll bring Dirk Duncan to the plate. Duncan set a 3 RBI double today, has walked, a couple of runs scored. So Duncan into the right side against the lefty, Rayleigh. Soccer time, first pitch. Jeff misses the strike zone somewhere. Here's the 1-0. That misses. So it's 2-0 to the Reds' third baseman. Massey, short lead off of first, and Raley took a little off that one, but missed the outside, and it's 3-0. That pitch misses, and it looks like that was a pinch hitter. It was Austin Martinez, which explains why he wasn't the courtesy runner.
Not hitting for the Reds.
Looks like we're going to get another pinch hitter. It's going to be number 23, Mitch Haythorne. Dr. Penn's first pitch to Haythorne is a ball. Reds have a runner at first and second. It'll be Maskey at second, Martinez at first. And the 1-0 to Haythorne at the plate. They're going to say it got him.
Haythorne.
Just on the sleeve, and he'll be on first as a result of being buzzed there. Now Bryce Smith will.
Hitting for the Reds. Number 14, Lucas Stone.
Again, another pinch hitter. It'll be Lucas Stone. The lefty stands in, and that pitch is inside. As Coach Steve Ryer quickly calls time and pops out of the dugout. Going to go talk to Donnie out there on the mound. Delta Panthers baseball is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all of your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Stone, back into the left side against the lefty, Raley. Here's the 1-0. That's a strike. So bases full of Reds. No outs here in the bottom of the third. The pitch. That misses low. So Maskey at third, Martinez at second, Haythorne on first for the Reds. The pitch, that's a strike. Counts even at two. Eaton leads 16-1 here on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Like I mentioned, bottom of the third inning. The pitch, struck him out looking.
Stone got on strike.
That's the first out of the inning, and that'll bring another pinch hitter.
Now hitting for the Reds, number 36, Dylan Laswell.
It'll be number 46, Dylan Lasdov. This pitch going to get away from Bear, and the runner from third will score.
On the play, runners move up.
The other runners move up as well. So it's now 17-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of the Reds. Raley will come set and now steps off. He'll be ready again. The 1-0. This one's poked foul down the first baseline. And the count's even. The pitch. That one misses. Here's the 2-1 from Rayleigh. That one's a little check swing. Rayleigh comes up with it. He's actually going to look the runner back to second as he snags it out of the air, then throws to first to get the second out of the inning. Martinez will score from third. And now number 12, Brogan Barr will come to the plate. Barr pinch hitting for Richter. He'll be plunked on the tackle with the tackle time first pitch. And so the Reds will now have runners at first and second. Haythorn out at second and Barr at first. Cade Gentry will come to the plate in a pinch hitting role. He's in on the left-hand side. The pitch is low. Rayleigh stares in. He's got his sign. Here's the 1-0 delivery. This one chops back to Rayleigh. He'll go to first after he gets the handle on the ball. And that one ends up being a little closer than I think it should have been, but... Regardless, it's the third out of the inning, and the Eaton Reds add a couple of runs to the scoreboard and leave a couple of runs on. At the end of three, the Reds are going to lead, I think that's 18-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And we will go to the fourth. Delta going to send the five spot, which is right now Donnie Rayleigh, 6 and 7, which are Logan and Landon Clay, as Smith comes back out. Delta Panther Baseball, sponsored by A&M Creations on May. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. 305 Main Street in Delta, it's where they're making dining experiences. So Delta, going to need to get some runs on the board here is... They will send a pinch hitter to the plate as it looks like they're going to resub Hancock. And Jacob will hit and lead off the game, or excuse me, the inning. The pitch, swing and a miss. That one misses, and it's the count's even at 1. That one is spiked into the dirt in the opposite batting box. And that pitch misses. Inside, and it's 3-1 now to Hancock. The pitch, as Hancock will take it on the outside corner, and the count's full. The pitch, That missed. Hancock is on first with the Delta Cabinet Company walk.
Hancock drives the base on balls.
Hit the ball, Logan, let's go.
That'll bring up number 35, Logan Clay.
Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay 0 for 1 today. Short lead by Hancock at first. The pitch. Clay takes strike 1. The pitch. Then the dirt bounces away from the catcher, and Hancock
moves over to
moves up to second. Here's the 1-1 from Smith, swing and a miss. And now Logan going to have to be tough with two and battle at the plate. The pitch. And the dirt rolls to the backstop, and Hancock will move up another 90 feet.
Here you go, Logan. Let's go.
Counts even at 2 to Clay, and Hancock's on third. Smith set and delivers. Clay swings and misses, and that'll be the fourth strikeout of the game for Smith. First out of the inning for Delta.
Number 17, Isaac Chavez.
Chavez will pinch hit for Landon Clay. He'll take strike 1. The 1-0, or the 0-1 is outside, and the count's now even at 1. Reed has his side. Kicks and fires. Chavez fouls it out of play on the right side. Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. They've been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. The 1-2 pitch misses the outside corner and counts even at 2 to Chavez. The pitch. Oh! That got a piece of Chavez as he was trying to duck out of the way. And he'll trot down to first. So Delta with runners at the corners. And Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman 0 for 1 today.
Now hitting number 4, Connor Workman.
So Workman will stand in against Smith. The pitch. Tails inside, and Connor spins out of the way. Chavez with a good lead off of first, and that one is high and outside. Chavez is going to get on his horse and head down to second.
Over.
And Delta now with runners at second and third, and Workman at the plate with a 2-0 count. The pitch. Now back out of play. Workman back into the box. The pitch. It'll be lifted into right field. The right fielder coming in. Runner's not able to advance. And
right field. Vigoria makes the play.
That's the first out of the inning. Vigoria with the.
Now hitting number 6.
Vigoria with the catch. And now with 2 outs. Brett Leho will come to the plate. Leho struck out in the second. The pitch is high. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Leho steps out, now back in. The 1-1. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Gunner. Here's the 2-1. That misses outside, and it's 3-1 now to the Delta right fielder. The pitch at the strike. Here's the payoff pitch from Smith. Misses high, and a two-out walk to load the bases.
Leho draws the base on
and
ball.
Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout reached on a walk last inning and has also struck out today. So he's looking to do some little bit of damage here in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Sprouting man pulled his head a little bit on that swing, but he'll step back in and we'll give it another shot. The 0-1. This one lifted foul out of play on the left side. The pitch in the dirt. 1-2 to Sprout. The pitch. This is outside and the count's even. And the 2-2. That also misses. And the count's full. Here's the payoff pitch from Smith. Runner's going, and it's going to miss. That'll be ball four, and a Delta Cabinet Company walk will score a run at 4-Delta. That makes it 18-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bases remain loaded for Ty Reed. He's 0-2 today. Couple of swinging strikeouts. And it looks like we may be getting a pinch hitter for Reed. Like it's going to be the lefty Gastineau who will come in and take his hat. Gastineau has seen some limited action this season.
No, hitting number 33, Luke.
A handful of at bats.
Here you go, Luke.
To come in with the bases loaded, the lefty-righty matchup here. The pitch. This is high. The 1-0. Low and inside. As Smith looking to labor a little bit now here in the top of the fourth inning. He's loaded the bases. There are two outs. The 2-0 pitch to Gastineau is going to miss outside. The pitch. That's right down the middle for a strike. Gaspino taking all the way. Here's the 3-1. On the ground to the shortstop, and it's going to bounce to Martin. On the first, he throws high. Gaspino will beat it out. It's an infield hit. For Gaspino, the throw from the shortstop pulled the first baseman off the bag. So Delta scores another run. Brendan Bear takes strike one. Base is still loaded. The pitch. That one gets away from the catcher. As Lejo will score from third and
scores on the play.
The other runners move up. So Sprout will be at third, Gaspino at second. Two outs. Eaton leads 18-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. Lined foul on the left side. Two outs here, top of four. 1-2 count to Bear, the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Bear down on strike.
That'll end the inning, and Delta gets three more runs, though, and keeps the their chances alive here as we will go to the bottom of the inning.
We head to the bottom of the fourth, 18-4.
Like Rayleigh will be back on the mound. So I'm not sure they're got a little screwy with the substitutions here. It looks like Hancock's going to be in left field. As Reed will be out of the game. Gaspino will take over at third base. And I think Workman will be who was subbed for there. So on the infield, it's going to be Sandoval Wilkes playing Gaston right to left. Left to right in the outfield, Hancock, Sprout, and Lejo, I believe. Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. 540 Main Street in Delta. So, going to the bottom of the fourth inning.
Number eight.
Reds lead 18-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Joey Blaskowski will lead off the inning. Pinch hitting for Martin. Take strike one. The pitch is going to be popped up to Wilkes at second. It's actually Workman at second now.
One out in the inning. Now hitting for the Reds. Number six, Hayden Vigoria.
So, Hayden Vigoria will come to the plate. batting in the DH spot now. Takes outside for a ball. One out. As Workman got it to first on the ground ball. Here's the 1-0. That one misses. The pitch. I think that was a breaking ball that didn't break, and it sailed all the way to the backstop. 3-0 the count to Vigoria. The pitch. That is low. A 4-pitch walk as it gets away from Bear to the backstop, and Vigoria will stop at first. Delta Cabinet Company walk. And now coming to the plate, Tate Smith. This pitch lifted into left center. Sprout going back and makes the catch.
Left center.
So there's two outs in the inning now, and that'll bring Austin Martinez back to the plate.
Austin Martinez.
Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw to first, not in time. Martinez walked last inning. Came around to score. Two outs here, bottom of the fourth. Reds lead 18-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like some base maintenance down at first. Looks like we're ready to go once again. The pitch lifted into left field. Hancock coming in on it, and that's going to retire the side.
The left field for the third and final out. For the Reds, the runs no hit.
So, for the first time today, the Reds did not score in an inning, and we will go to the fifth inning. Reds lead 18-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Panthers baseball, sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines and today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it, plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So, new pitcher for the Reds on the Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. It'll be the first baseman, Jared McCormick, with Smith heading over to first. Two up for the Panthers here. Will be 4, 5, and 6. So that's Sandoval, I believe Hancock, and then we'll see what happens in the designated hitter spot.
Leading off number 14, Creighton Sandoval.
So Trent today, 1-for-2 with an RBI. The pitch This is going to be line foul down the right field line. The pitch. That's going to hit him.
Sandoval
will be on first. As we will get number 22, Jacob Hancock, to the plate. Hancock drew a walk, came around to score last inning, the pitch. In for a strike. The lefty McCormick, the 0-1, is going to be lined right back up the middle for a base hit. Sandoval rolls into second. And now Logan Clay will come to the plate.
Now hitting number
Clay 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. Delta with runners at first and second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the 0-1 from McCormick. This one pokes straight up in the air. The catcher, Duncan, going to make the catch. Catcher, Duncan, and there's one out. That'll bring Chavez back to the plate. Pinch hit last inning and stayed in the play short. He was hit by a pitch, came around to score. Taco time first pitch. Tipped it. Strike one. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So Chavez is going to have to be tough with two now and battle at the plate. The pitch from McCormick. Fouled into the dirt and back to the backstop. Here's the 0-2. Excuse me, the 0-2, and Chavez watches it go by for strike three. Two outs for Delta.
Now hitting number 4, Connor Workman.
Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor 0-2 today. Takes strike one. McCormick stares in, has the sign, and delivers. Off speed misses high. Sandoval on second. Hancock on first. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Workman going to have to be tough with two and battle and see what he can get done here with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch. Workman staying alive, fouling that to the backstop. The pitch. That's low. Counts even at 2 now. McCormick stares in, has his sign, and delivers. And that's in for strike three, and that will end the game. So, Eaton's going to win this one 18-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Player of the game for Delta. Will be Trayton Sandoval. Sandoval had a single today, was also hit by a pitch, and had an RBI as well. Player of the game, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Next up, Delta hosts Coleridge for a doubleheader on Friday. First pitch of the game, of game one, excuse me, is scheduled for 3 p.m. I'll be streaming shortly before that. Once again, our final score of today's game, Eaton 18, Delta 4. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Have a good night.